That's what we want to change.
Yeah, that's what we're changing.
Yeah, we are changing it, if that's any consolation prize, Steve. Not soon enough. Not soon enough for your purposes.
Thursday night, we're working on it.
Yeah.
Which work?
The master plan.
We're looking to adopt the recommendations of the master plan to eliminate exactly what the blue key right now. And then the council's dialogue, it's an ordinance to change the ordinance to completely do away.
It's gonna take a little while.
Yeah, you'll be back before.
Yeah, you'll have your approval before then, but.
Two new houses on that street?
They both came in.
They had D variances. Yeah. I'm not saying you're not gonna get it, you just have to advertise for it. Yeah. I mean.
No, I understand.
Yeah. No, it was not, I agree.
People have been kind of litigious lately in this town. So. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely.
Just don't want you to go through this and then have somebody come out of the woodwork that's immediate appeal.
Well.
Because I think it's an easy win.
It's an easy, yeah, I mean, it's. It's like.
We have a set of plans with Deckard residents and then Corrin residents and.
Deckard?
Yeah, I.
That was clamor.
No, I, they're both labeled three Shore Street on the triangle.
Yeah, Deckard was the prior owner. Who got approvals for building the foundation.
That's all same previous application.
He got permission for the base garage and then his house on top.
He raised his house.
He raised his house.
Right.
You're gonna put your proposal for this.
On top.
Current residence on top of that.
Maybe that's.
No, once again, that's a D variance.
Yeah.
Yeah. I apologize. And I didn't even get your name, I'm sorry, Council.
Mark Follander.
Follander?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Yeah, anytime anybody wants to shoot me the notices ahead of time, I'm game with that. But I think it's clearly a D variance. And an unnoticed D variance is kiss of death.
Thank you.
Just notice as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Talk to Kathy.
Yeah, why don't you give him a date?
Call me in the morning.
You're in tomorrow, right?
Are you in tomorrow, Paul?
I'm in tomorrow. We'll work something, yeah.
Okay. And I'm sorry, we didn't look at it until now, my apologies. Hackensack, did you say?
Yes.
Well, Lisa was a nice night at the Jersey Shore. Not, I'm sorry.
Is it one of our lovely restaurants?
He would have at 7 if we had told him. Okay, my apologies on that.
Yeah, no sure.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, I didn't even know, it's good, I hadn't even pulled the file yet, so.
We'll have to renotice.
See, we didn't have also, which is usually a problem, like, we didn't have any of these last three applications, we didn't have anything on them yet.
I'll get them, yeah, John, if you want.
Did you guys get it back? I didn't get it back.
I got it.
Oh, I didn't get it back.
Yeah, you didn't, your packet didn't get mailed.
Oh, I didn't get the packet.
She got the packet.
No, I know, the police delivered the packets.
I would have come to get it.
I know, yeah.
Well, call me, I'll send Jeff, he'll come running down. He'd love an opportunity to go to Seabright.
All right, moving on to Bruce Blaisdell, 5 Henry Lane, Block 26, Lot 4.
Just note for the record, the council. That, we're never tough to accept that under conference.
Lucked out.
Oh, wow.
You know, that one was gonna take a while. That's complicated up there. That's the wall, with the wall going under the land.
We had that house years ago.
Welcome, Bruce. No.
Was it another one?
Never that.
I thought we had one over the seawall.
That was one he couldn't fit on.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's the one, that's what's being appealed.
Right. Right, that's it. I'm like, that's not, it's so familiar, thank you.
Welcome, Bruce.
Okay.
My architect, Paul.
Okay, hang on one second. I haven't even pulled. Two zone. Gander at your neighbors.
So you're working on your deck Sunday?
Oh, yeah. My rail.
He's just raising.
My cedar rail. 20 years old.
He said you're running pretty fast.
Okay. Without having, I've just looked at it, I'm going to just mark your jurisdictional packet as A1. For upon further review, I'm not going to take all the time because. Okay, Mr. Blaisdell, you're going to testify, right? Paul, do you want to swear in at the same time? Because I know you're going to jump right in here. Testimony you're about to give is truth, all truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
The beginning of that was, do you solemnly swear? And I choked on it. My apologies. Can you both state your names and then spell your last name?
I'm Bruce F. Blaisdell, Paul Dariano, D-A-L-I-A-N-O.
Paul, you're a licensed architect in the state of New Jersey?
I have been a licensed architect in the state of New Jersey since 1992. I guess that's a better way to.
And you've testified before this and many other boards?
I have.
We have accepted his credentials on multiple occasions, and without any objection from board members, we will continue to do so.
Okay. It looks like you have an existing detached garage, which is an accessory structure that you are seeking to raise.
Exactly.
Okay. Maximum height for an accessory structure, I guess on this is 19 feet. You're not looking to go 22 feet?
Correct, yes. Yeah, I could point a little bit if you want me to.
Sure.
Get the parameters. Right, so we are on the end of Henry Place. There's a 1.5-story structure that produces, you know, main residence. It's not as tall as a lot of other structures in town. And it's kind of not L-shaped lot. A lot of people tend to drive through that lot and separate it. So I brought an aerial photograph for Google Earth.
Okay, hang on. Before you do that, what you are pointing to on that is the architectural plans. Is that what that is?
It is. The okay. Same one I hope you have.
Let me just.
That's what we have.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to mark as A2, 6/27/17, architectural plans, Paul Dariano, 8/9/13, and that's 2 pages, or 3.
It's
One page. One page, okay. All right, and then you're going to mark with Google Earth something?
There's a Google Earth photograph just in the area.
Is that in our packet? Or you just brought it? Can mark that as A3?
Passing around. It's really. There's the house, and there's the garage. So they're sort of not where you might expect. Right. Yeah, I'll tell you, I actually went down there before the meeting to look at it. So I'm very recently familiar with the property. Now
okay.
I've seen it.
You want to see it again?
Yeah, you'll be here. Sure.
So what are you going to do with it? What's the plan?
So the crux of the plan is, or the explanation of the plan is, right, so Mr. Blaisdell has a 1.5-story home, right? There's an open foundation below here. So there's a first floor plan, and then there's 2 bedrooms within sloped ceilings. So they're cathedrals, so there's no attic storage. The garage structure is Mr. Blaisdell's only storage on the property. The structures together are less than half of what is permitted in terms of percent coverage. And height-wise, the principal structure is less than half of what is permitted. So in terms of scale of buildings and a lot, the point of that was that it's not an overbuilt property. The existing garage is, I want to get the number wrong, I think it's 457 square feet. It sits on the property, on the easterly property right now, and 1.8 feet off the northerly property. The idea was, Mr. Blaisdell does have some photographs on the first two of the water at Sandy, basically got to 6 feet above the garage.
It looks like it's almost touching the house next door. Or if he raises it, it's in the roof.
No, look, the photographs.
It's really flat down there.
This was just when the storm hit the Sandy, and sent them around to
a four.
Running out of it. Here's another question. That's one of the reasons I also jacked it up. Also, it's very
sandy. Yeah, this all the same part
about it. We're getting cleaning it up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bruce, are there two photos?
This is two.
Okay. I marked one as A4.
We have the bicycle shot.
With the bicycle.
Sorry, very expensive.
Yeah. And let me just mark the other one while I'm so I can. A5 is a photo from the outside. Then.
Thank you. I got one
out of the Jeep.
The Jeep, right. Okay. Where are you pointing?
Okay, you solemnly swear testimony you're about to give the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth.
How do you do? My name is Karen Dance.
Okay.
I reside with forever. Beyonce was like that.
Strike that.
So you're seeking to raise the garage.
We're seeking to, while raising the garage, we need to reconstruct the foundation and have that be water-resistant foundation, at least six feet higher. So we were proposing, as long as we need to lift it, we can move it 1.5 feet off that property line to get it further away from that house. But it's so type two, and we were proposing 1.8 to 3 feet off the other property line. It's just more conforming. Also, Bruce and I...
So it's going to be 1.5 feet off of which property line?
The westerly. Eastern.
Okay, and then going from 1.8 to 3 feet off of?
The north.
Yeah. Okay.
To try to improve that condition. We also were involved on the property next door, where it was raised to have a similar condition here, where now they have a garage with then the living spaces above. So we'd be lifting it next to an already raised two-plinth storage structure. So it from that perspective, it's consistent with what's right next door in terms of we're not blocking any windows. There's a transom window with a high that would be.
So what's going to be on the first and second? Is it like a 2-story now or 1.5?
You had a picture of the Jeep?
Yes.
You're not blocking. This picture that was taken here was taken before this house was raised?
Yes, that is this building. Exactly. It was wrong above.
What picture are you referring to? You got to refer to it. You have to. Steve, refer to it by what it's marked, because I don't want that.
Jeep
photo, that is A5. No, I have this one marked, it's okay, I just needed to know which one.
No, I understand.
Was that the cell phone?
But what I'm saying is, Mrs. Fisher.
One at a time.
Out and raised, the picture was taken?
It was done about, yeah, 6 months ago.
But has the house been raised?
Yeah, the house has been raised.
Well, the picture was taken or?
No, the house is raised yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah, the house was raised.
So when you do the second floor, won't you walk?
No, living is all up here. So everything's.
The perspective is starting you off, it's not in front of the taller window at all. So it's in front of the transom window that's in the kitchen. And that's another story above. They have an 8-foot garage below. And then that's, they have an 8-foot garage and then their first floor structure. And then they have another, you know, they have another distance to get through the transom window.
Don't you have family in there or in the solar?
No, they went to Seattle. These people from Australia.
People from Australia.
Always in New York and coast to Australia.
New Zealand.
My own.
That's right.
No, that's okay, thanks.
Can we wait up?
Well then, you know, if you went 3'1" off the north side, why didn't you increase it to 3'1" on the east side also? Get away from that house, would that help any?
It would be in the road probably.
The concern was that Henry Lane is not a very long lane.
It's a dead end, isn't it? It's almost like you're trying to drive.
It's even a rusted driveway. Or is it, I mean, seriously, you know, if it's the right way or whether it's actual speed?
Well.
The wall shut up.
I can tell you this, we don't garbage pickup down the street, we have to bring it.
Out.
Out.
It might not actually be a rusted. Because it doesn't look like a rusted. It looks like it was one piece of property that someone just somehow.
They do plow.
Then we do plow it?
Yes.
Oh, then tell it. Wait about it, they just. I won't tell, don't worry. I won't tell. I know. My only concern with the application is, I see you're going to put a bathroom into the garage.
Since it's existing.
Oh, it's existing, it's already there.
That's why, that's because there was a floor, can you show you the, what's there now?
Okay. I mean, do you have any claims to have anyone reside in this once it's elevated?
No heat.
There's no heat. All right, we're storage, would you agree with the condition that there'll be no residents in, that will not be living space?
Yeah.
You'll agree that with that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, please, Matthew.
Yep.
I have a lot of fishing equipment, so forth, and whatever, for storage and.
Right, and you said.
I got to put it.
Workshop, that kind of stuff.
And you don't have any heat?
Not in there, no.
So you can't use during the winter?
No. I mean, I guess I could.
Electric heat.
So to have the bathroom here, but I do it.
Would you accept it?
Put a wire on there. So the bathroom's going to continue to exist then?
Yeah, I thought so.
Which when you move the foundation, if one is going to change, still obviously.
Yeah.
All right, we've got the condition that there'll be no heat?
No, there's no heat.
So yes, you will.
That's in your set, yeah.
Okay, can I take a condition also?
Yes.
I'm just nervous about.
Yeah, it becoming a resident.
Becoming a partner, I know.
Turning it into a partner, and there's just no room for us to have people down there.
I'd like to see it brought forward a bit, increase the 1.5 feet. It looks kind of survey, so you have 8 feet from the front. It doesn't really look like that from the picture.
They're moving it forward, right?
They're moving it from 0 to 1.5. On the northerly side. No.
Northerly side, they're going to 3 feet.
Right.
See, it was this width of Henry Lane to the base of that, and you're eyeballing the turn to try to get it back, to not get on the neighbor's property, and to jig-jog back.
It's impossible, I mean, see, I don't know if you've been down there, it is so tight. When I went in, when I just went before the meeting, I had to turn, in order to turn around, I had to turn around in the neighbor's parking, in their driveway. You turn around, there's like no room to move it, so, other than up.
we want to store it in antique, and we also want these 16-foot boat in there, so that would go off to the neighbors. Because not every northeaster that we have now, it floods, and I do have pictures of that. Every northeaster, we have a storm drain that's off to the northwest of it. Once that backs up, the northeaster, it comes right into the garage. So we have to take everything out, put it in our neighbor's garage, I gotta take everything out.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I'm sure it's gonna look just as nice as it does now.
The neighbor behind you, now hopefully, are they aware?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they've been noticed.
Yeah.
That's great, that's.
When it does get raised, it'll well be covered, the transom, this is a bedroom.
Right.
That's the kitchen, it will not be above.
Oh, my God.
They'll live in place.
What is living there?
It's upstairs.
That's a reverse where they have living space on the top floor and bedrooms on the floor below.
I mean, you, can we put in an oral condition that materials will be consistent?
Yes.
Thank you.
I do, and I want to write about New Zealand, you know, all of a sudden, see.
Those are just here.
Say what happened, you know.
For the record, why don't we open it to the public? Although there's nobody in the public except those that are testifying. Since there's no one in the public that cares to be heard, public portion is now closed. We have a motion or.
I think it's gonna be great, it's very conscientious, if you're doing this all this live. Great architect, renowned experience, good fellow, experience in our operation, and the neighbor is fully cognizant that we are from what he said. So, you know, I think it's very conceding that angle that they're looking at.
Yeah, I agree.
We have a second?
I'll second it with conditions, that we talked about, right? Yeah, I'll second that one.
Do you have a roll call, please?
Cashmore?
Yeah.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeCia?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
That's it.
Good luck, not to you, just for.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Is there anyone in the public that cares to be heard this evening? If not, we have a motion to adjourn.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to pick on Mark tonight.
Was there a second? Wait, don't pick on anybody till.
Meeting's adjourned.